Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Spiritual Landscape Show with host Lottie and Frankie calling from Stockholm. 6 p.m. here, 9 a.m. Pacific, and 11 a.m. East U.S. Well, here in Stockholm, it's winter still. It's snowy and a bit cold, but well, we are warm in heart. So I hope we have to have a great show today. We are the show that discusses different spiritual topics concerning us all. So call in and discuss with us on 714-816-4628 and international callers dial plus 1-714-816-4628. Today we will discuss the spiritual entities, guides, angels, one and the same or different beings. It's a really fascinating and interesting subject. So call in and discuss with us. Get a mini reading live here on air. We take call as they come, but from about 10 to 15 minutes into the show. So don't hang up, folks. Call in and get your spot early. I'm Lottie, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden. I'm a psychic medium working with spirit in different ways since the mid-90s, also taking mini readings for guidance here live at the show. I'm doing this show together with my co-host and husband Frankie, an astrologer, teacher, and out-of-the-body traveler. He uses I Ching for answering your questions. So call in 714-816-46. International callers dial plus 1-714-816-4628 and get your spot early. Remember to press 1 on your keypad on your device to be placed in queue to speak with us live here at the show. Listen live and text chat with us all in one place. Go to our chat room at psychictalk.net/live where you can send messages to us during live broadcast. You can comment, ask questions, chat with other listeners, and even request reading. psychictalk.net/live or call in now and get your spot early at 714-816-4628 and don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. So, listeners, let me bring in my co-host for Spiritual Landscapes, Frankie. Hi, Frankie. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm really, excited to in front of that show tonight.
Yeah, me too. Please, can you remind us about the topic we discussed the last time? You know, the realms of human unconsciousness. From unconscious to subconscious among us human beings.
We didn't have the time to complete the first part, so we need to do that another occasion, I think. You know? And, the cartography of the human unconscious is a tripartite, you have the biographical level, which has been depicted analyzed by a psychoanalyst of Freud. And then you have the second level, which is the perinatal level of birth and life in the womb, which has been told by psychoanalysts like Otto Rank and Sandor Ferenczi, and the transpersonal level described by Jung and Assagioli and others. Yes?
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you. Well, should we move on to today's exciting topic on these spiritual entities? Are they separate beings or one in the same in the different shapes? Frankie, can you give us a brief historical background, and then after about 5 to 10 minutes, so we take callers from our listeners, so just a briefly historical review about this topic, Frankie?
Yeah, so we try to be shorter possible, but, you know, and substantial at the same time, because this is a very, very profound and very extended topic. You know? We'll start mm-hmm. with antiquity. The knowledge mm-hmm. of angels began probably in Mesopotamia 5,000 years ago. And in the Genesis of the Bible, there is that account of purely spiritual entities who assist God in his creation. And then we have the fall of man, you know, the rebellion of the archangel Lucifer against God, you know, because he was asked to bow and venerate Adam. He refused. And the becoming of the relationship between these so-called fallen angels with the daughter of man, narrated in the Bible, you know, in the Pentateuch of Moses. According to Moses, we don't know well, but it doesn't matter. And what's interesting is that, Noah, Abraham had a personal relationship to the divine, I mean, in one God form. But at the same time, you have those host of angels who are helping, I mean, from time to time, the divine plan toward for human beings, you know. And the name of these angels in ancient Mesopotamia, for example, at the time of Babylon, when the Jews, or the Hebrews, they were called in those days, were enslaved by the Babylonian, these angels appear under the traits of the celestial being called Lamatu, and he's a kind of a fabulous being, you know, with the body of a bull, you know, with five legs, you know, and a human face, you know, and bewinged with wings, you know. And that's very interesting because in the Quran, the celestial travel of Muhammad, according to the Quran, you have that fabulous animal called Burak, and it is that animal on which Muhammad is riding toward the seventh sphere, you know, in heaven, you know, so it is the myth, you know, but it probably everything is coming from Babylon, you know. And
that's interesting.
Yeah. And there are a lot of accounts of these angels in the prophecies of Prophet Daniel in those days when the Hebrew were enslaved in Babylon, 560 years, before Christ. And Daniel is even describing a war in heavens between the host of angels and the demons, you know. And it is probably taken from an ancient tale of the Zoroastrian religion of Zarathustra, if you will, when you have a huge war between the solar god Ahura-Mazda and the lord of darkness Ahriman. And that's very, very interesting, you know. So that is
why. So this is a very long history and have a really background from the Sumerians and Mesopotamia. Well, I don't think everybody knows because we have our pictures from angels, the winged, and perhaps not thinking that there were other entities, and probably the same entities, but described in different contexts and with a different shape.
Yeah. For example, in non-European countries, in India, you have the Devas, and the opposite demons are called the Asuras. You have the Daikinis in the Buddhism, the Quan being in China. And in pre-Columbian civilization, you have the Quetzalcoatl, the plumed serpent, you know, with the wings, you know. So that's for, and when we're coming now at the Middle Ages, at the time of the Renaissance, you know, you have these paintings of, you know, Da Vinci about the Annunciation to Mary, about the birth of Christ, you know. And you have a different kind of, you have that sort of sexless being, you know, with wings, you know, approaching the Virgin Mary. And, of course, the angels are there in the ceilings of the marvelous paintings of Michelangelo and others, you know. So they are always present at the time of the Renaissance, you know. And even the theologian Thomas Aquino wrote, you know, a thesis on that called Summa Theologica, where he's describing hierarchies of angelic beings, you know.
Oh, that's very fascinating. Well, shall we take some callers? Hello, do we have anybody online? Hello? Anybody there? Hello? Hello?
Can I get five?
Hi.
Quick pick, Fantasy Five, please.
Hello, is anybody there? Well, okay, I think something is wrong with the sound. So let's take the next caller. Hello, caller, somebody there. Can I get your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Andrea, how are you?
I'm doing good. I love the accents, by the way.
Oh, okay, yeah. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just wondering, my dad's from France, so he's got that Inspector Clouseau kind of accent, too. So I was wondering if this guy that I had gone out with, if he and I will rekindle our relationship, or maybe somebody new would come in.
Oh, so you want to take a look at your present relationship, or if you should sell the guy and invite somebody else?
Well, I was going out with someone and we broke up about 5 months ago, and I was just wondering if you think that he would come back and rekindle, or is there somebody else, you know, coming down the road, I guess?
Yeah, let's take a look at this guy first.
We'll see
here. Well, I think it was a quite abrupt breakup here. It came a bit suddenly, and when I look at you two, well, I can see that you are quite not very similar, two different personalities, and I think also that you saw the possibilities and the relationship in two different ways, actually, but you're not quite through with each other. So have you stick to each other after the breakup? Have you had any contact?
I text him and sent a couple of emails, but he has not responded back.
No. Well, you know, I think he will respond, or he will try to contact you in the future, because it's something not really clear about your relationship. But I don't think that you should lay every egg in his basket. I used to say that.
No, I agree.
So
I agree.
Yeah. So yeah, let's see if somebody else is coming through here. I think you have to turn your in another direction and be ready to see what was it in my last relationship that didn't work. Am I very clear in my communication, what I want? Am I true to myself and the other person? So I think you have some reflections to do before be really ready to step in the next relationship. It's something to make up with yourself, I guess. But mm-hmm. after them, they are coming a new person in your life. I think actually it's not the old one. I think it's a new person walking in, crossing your lifeline and into your life. And I see it's a lot of creativity, a creative person. And if we are going to talk about time, I think perhaps you have to wait 1-2 months before it's time for the next relationship. When it's, well, yeah, about March, something like that. So just get through
it makes
and
sense
out with
to
the
me.
Old. It makes sense. Yeah, that's good.
Yes. Well, see, here's the thing is I auditioned for a TV show, and I really believe that this is the year I'm going to get on that TV show out here in America. And I keep saying that the guy that I meet is going to come from this particular journey where it's either via the airplane, the airport, the audition, in line, or somewhere connected with this particular journey is where this guy is going to come from.
Yeah, perhaps. So let's stay open-minded and see what's coming through. Frankie, have you something to add here?
Well, very much aligned with what you are telling. The I Ching is telling you have an hexagram of I Ching called a turning point, and it means that, everything will be all right in its time. So it's a very, very good hexagram. And free course and progress in the future. Do
that's
you understand?
Good. Okay. Yeah. Is that all right? Are you satisfied with the answers?
Yeah, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, and have a real nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Do we have any more callers? Hello? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm here. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. And how are you, and what's your name?
My name's Michelle. I'm doing well.
Good. Hello, Michelle. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, from Canada, yeah. It's a climate about the Swedish climate. Quite similar, isn't it?
Yeah, today's a little bit cold.
The same as here. Well, Michelle, what can we do for you?
Well, I guess today I'm just kind of wondering about my marriage. I'm separated, and I'm wondering if we're going to try to reconcile or if we're just going to call it quits.
Yeah, let's see. You have a lot of things in common, Michelle, you and your ex-husband or your husband. I think you have common values. I think there is a lot of material to build further on and to be able to reconcile. Actually, I can see that you're both quite tired, and there have been challenges in your marriage, and when you were separated it wasn't, of course, not good, but it was some kind of tiredness, and you really had It has been good to be separated for a while, but I actually think there is a pretty good chance for you to move on together. And I think you should build a new relationship with the same person.
Okay. It's interesting that you say that, because we did have a conversation, and right now he wants to have time to himself. And he said he'd like to decide, he'd like a couple months really just to himself, and to decide whether or not he wants to divorce or he wants to try. And I'm just wondering if he's actually going to want to try.
Yeah, actually, I think, well, he's a bit confused. And at one hand, he likes really the safety and security with you and the feelings and the warmth. And on the other hand, he wants some kind of adventure. So if you are going to start over, I think really that you should start a totally new relationship. Have you been to counseling?
We have, and then during counseling, something came to light. I found out that he was having a 3-year affair with someone, so,
yeah.
And that's why we separated.
Yeah. Well, he needs some time to think this over. So take your time also, Michelle, and think, do I really want to have a new relationship with this guy, or is this a chance for me to start over by myself? So you have some decisions you choose. So don't just sit there waiting for his answer, having your own process. But I think, anyway, I think there is a chance, if you'd like, to build a new relationship with each other, or if you decide not to, let's see if there is coming someone else.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question.
Yes,
but you are right.
So.
I really honestly would like to have a newer relationship. We're very close, but sometimes I question if that's just friendship.
Yeah, you know, take it easy. Don't rush it. I think it's good to do your process to heal, because you have to heal also and find yourself in a new shape and find your way forward and be a little patient with yourself. Let your emotions fill you and process the emotions, because you're very rational and you're very wise. But rationality is one thing and emotions is something else. So let's mix them together and give it a couple of months, I guess. Frankie, have you something to add here?
No, I do not have anything. I agree with what you said.
Yeah.
So
Michelle?
You were going to say if there's a possibility for anyone else for me in the future.
Oh, no, it's something different with the sound. Please, can you repeat, Michelle?
Yep. I asked if there is anyone else for me, like, in the future, or what's going to...
Of course
it is. Besides him.
Yeah, of course it is. Just give yourself time. And you will have a new relationship, either with your old husband or a new man is coming into your life, so you don't end up alone, believe me.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah?
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so
Goodbye.
Much for calling, Michelle. Okie doke. Frankie, will you go on, or do we... have some more callers? Somebody on the line? Hello, caller. Oh, okie dokie. Frankie, let's go on with today's topic.
Yes, I was at the Middle Ages, and during the scientific era, the German philosopher Nietzsche, summarized everything like God is dead, you know, during that very materialistic era. So everything of that, mostly disappeared because they start to give some psychological explanation to the representation of angels, the need of, consolation in an age of anxiety and existential vacuum, you know. And that is very much what mostly the psychology of the 20th century was all about. But now we are assisting to the return of God, you know, and that's very obvious, you know. And that's very great because the materialistic philosophy has reach a dead end. You know? So the angels are coming back, but what we need now, the ancient representation of the Middle Ages with wings, in those days they knew nothing about gravity, so they're only beings which were able to fly were the birds, you know.
Yeah.
Today in modern physics and relativity theory, quantum physics and string theory, we have a radically different vision of the universes, you know. Several dimensions, perhaps an infinity. The moment they say that we have 11 to 20, you know. But in that case, everything, I mean, the deck is shuffled again, because now to conceptualize an angel means that these beings are coming perhaps from higher dimensions of the cosmos, you know. Very, very hidden dimensions. But the question is, who are they? Are the spiritual guides ancient masters who achieve liberation from the karmic cycle on Earth? Or these angels are totally an independent line of spiritual life and development? Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, of course. And I think this is very, very interesting. And if I see with my own experiences, I have been a medium for almost 25 years, and I work a lot of spiritual guides and angels. And for me, everybody's some kind of a spiritual guide, and they can come in all shapes. And some of them are looking like people, a lot of nuns and monks and priests. And there is a lot of angels, and there are some Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and there's also some other kind of entities without no human form, perhaps a color or another shape. And it's very interesting, and I have been thinking a lot of it. Who are they? Do I view them different because of my client here, or are they one and the same, or is it so that some of them had been incarnated as human beings and somebody living totally other dimension?
Yes, sure, absolutely. What I would like to add to that is, I mean, even in these Mesopotamian days, 5 to 6 thousand years ago, people who were highly sensitive could make a difference between the channeling of dead relative from channeling and higher intelligence. You understand what I mean? So that is not something new. We cannot just attribute to the ancient people the confusion of upon these beings. They probably knew there were different lines of spiritual lives, you know.
It's so fascinating. Well, just before we move on, so please call into us to discuss with us or get a mini reading. So call us at 714-816-4628 and international caller style +1 714-816-4628. So welcome. Well, I think we have a caller here. Hello, caller. Who are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mandy. I'm calling from the United States in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Mia, from the United States, Pennsylvania. How are you?
It's Mandy. I'm okay, thank you. How about you this morning?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. And here it's evening, and at your place it's morning.
Oh, gee.
So what can... Yeah. You.
Yes, I was wondering if you saw a romantic reconciliation between Chad and I, or any insight that you felt was, you know, important to that subject matter that you could pick up on.
Yeah, so if I, because it's a little bit problematic with the sound, so let me repeat you. You want to look at the relationship with this person and want to know if they're going to be a romantic relationship. Am I right?
Yes. If you saw that person and I working things out and going, you know, on a romantic path.
Yeah. Let's see about that. I will say it is a chance to do that, but it's some kind of work you have to do first because you are not on the same romantic life path for the moment. I think also that you have some negative experiences, not with this guy, but in former relationships. And it's some kind of an obstacle here with this guy, not concerning to you at all, just in, within him and his in his life. I don't know if he has another relationship or if something else problematic here. So I think he has to do something with himself and his life for the moment to move on to another kind of relationship with you. And I don't think he's ready to do that for the moment, but there is a chance. Can you understand?
Somewhat. Yes, we've had a relationship in the past. Mm-hmm. It's it's the present situation that I'm not understanding.
I don't think there is a time for a new relation for the moment, but I think there is a chance further on. But he has something to figure out by himself. And I don't think it's concerning you. I think it's something within him or his life situation. I think we should get some help from Frankie and Yiching. Do you have something to add here, Frankie?
Well, Yiching gave two hexagrams, and it looks like... she has some very good insight about the situation here, the problems. And it looks like they need to work out some basic differences, you know, value differences, and a lot of emotional stuff, which has never been done before. That's what the two hexagrams by Yi Qing said. You know, there is a kind of in an opposition, you know.
Can you understand?
At the same time,
he is is the opposition, being more of things, the emotions, and differences and values between him and I that have already happened that haven't been dealt with.
Mm.
Is that what you were saying?
Yes, it is exactly what the hexagram is pointing to, you know, and you have to work to do some shadow work both you and him, you know. You know what his shadow work is? It's to work with your repressed emotions of the past, you know, in order to be able to reach some mutual understanding. Do you understand?
It's a problem with Sun. I hope really she could understand, and apologize for the bad sound, but sometimes it is a technical problem. So thank you very much for calling. I know we have a chat room question here, and I asked Lily Fairy asked a question about the job and a new situation in her job, and I answered that your angels will help you. And Lily Fairy say, well, right now I'm not exactly happy with them and kind of angry with them. Yeah, I will say, Lily Fairy, anger won't help your case, actually. Of course, it's understandable. But I don't think you should express your anger. I think you have to wait for a while and you will get your help. Perhaps in another direction that you were thinking about at in the start. So just be open-minded and see what life has as a gift for you. All right, Lily Fairy, thank you so much for your question. and we will go on and see. Do we have any more callers online? Hello, caller.
Oh, hi. How are you two doing? This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Hi.
I have a question. I've been expecting money to come in somehow from the universe, and I've been praying and everything, and about a week ago, I'm sitting in my meditation, which I do every morning religiously for 40 minutes, and a message came through, and it just filled me up with such love, and it said, it's coming soon. So I want to know what you were picking up on that, please.
Frankie, what are you saying about that?
Well, the hexagram of the I Ching said nourishment is coming. That will be good fortune. So she had an interesting, inspiration, if you want. Something quite real, in other words.
Do you
understand?
Yeah, because I'd like to go on a world travel. Just take off for like a year and travel the world. I don't have kids. I'm not married. I'm, pretty single. I'm 64, so I think it's the time to do it before I start getting too old.
That's a good plan.
Right?
I think really you can help it coming through really to perhaps you already done that, but you should paint what you want in your meditation for just getting the intention with the energy flow. And it's like what Frankie said, have trust, and it seems like the money are coming and you'll be able to travel. It's nice to do that.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to see, are you picking up that I'm going to meet a fellow? Because it's been quite a long time for me and it just hasn't happened. So I wanted to know if you think that will happen for me. I've never even been married. I have been in relationships, though. I was in a 10-year relationship.
Well, that's the path, yeah. And now I think you are going to look forward. It's good for you. And I think also this travel can bring good fortune to you, not just about experience, also in relationships. So stay open. And I think somebody is coming through here.
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Donna.
Goodbye, Donna.
Hello. Do we have any more callers? No, I don't think we have any callers now, so let's move on. Yeah, you here? Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. What's your name, caller?
My name is Ray.
Hello, Ray. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Ray.
I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
California boy. So how can we help you?
This is my first time calling in, and I was just wondering if you could help me maybe out with my love life or maybe what you see coming up. I'm not really involved with anybody, but, I'm established. Haven't had a relationship in years.
Okay. Let's see what's coming up for you, Ray. I think you have to really erase the past, right? Because it has been trouble in the past, the relationship. And I can also see it would really be a good idea to work a bit with your self-esteem and your self-esteem in this kind of area, in the romantic area. I think it's very good for you to do. And I think you're going to have a relationship but it's a bit self-work to do first. As I said, with your self-confidence and self-value, you are a really nice guy, so let the people know that you are a nice guy and also a romantic guy, and you have really much to offer a partner, a life partner. And I can see that you are the person want to have a really serious relationship. Not just a fling or a romance, as something deeper, and something deeper with a soulmate, as well as in the physical life. And it's also it's always more difficult to make to meet that person, but don't give up. Will, and I feel that you almost have given up. Don't do that. Open up. Love.
Do you see me meeting somebody soon or sometime?
Yes, I do, but I think you have to work more about your self-esteem and your self-value in the romantic case. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what Frankie has to bring.
Ray, are you working a lot?
Well, I just quit my job last week because I couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah, but you worked a lot and you just escaped in work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that feeling of oppression, you have to work on it, you know, so that to free yourself from that feeling of oppression, because this is exactly what prevents you to be open, as Lottie said, to breathe again, to open yourself to the world. You know, you need to relate again. You're too introverted, you know. You must, put yourself together and to open your heart and to be vulnerable. Do you understand that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's great, because then life come back to you, know. When you are trying to build a wall against the world, then you are doing exactly the opposite from what you are really intended to have, you know, in your life. So open yourself. Don't be afraid. You have been perhaps, like everybody, sword in the past, and, we have these wounded, that's the path. Everything is always the day of resurrection any day, you know. You understand what I mean? Every day is a day of resurrection. So trust the divine spirit. Ask and it will give you, given to you. You know? You deserve that.
Okay.
You deserve to be happy, you know? So it's not a problem.
Yep.
It's very obvious for you, you know?
Absolutely.
So you see a relationship maybe coming up in
in
the near
future? I think well showing that will be good fortune, you know? And you will be very happy. You know? The hexagon is called joy. So that's great. You know?
Great.
Don't worry. You know?
Good luck, Ray,
okay.
And thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you very much.
Goodbye, Ray.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
bye-bye. I think we have some announcements to do about upcoming shows. Here. Tomorrow, Monday, will Catherine Hahn talk more about archangels, and there is also open lines. So it's a lot of angels going on here. And then we have Tuesday, the 15th, Shining the Light on Death and Dying. Oh, that's fascinating and interesting. With Vivian Aubin, Fiona Miller, and Rose Fullhorse. And on Thursday, we have the Soul Sister Show, New Year Resolutions. Wow, it's a lot of shows. It's coming on. Very interesting. Well, I think we are going on, but we have another caller here online. Hello. What's your name, caller?
Yep. Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria.
Can you say your name again?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Hello, Rosemaria. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey, from the U.S.
New Jersey. What can we help you with?
If the other side comes in for me, my grandmother, a long-time person that knows me for a long time, a female, either one, if it comes through, if they have to say anything about the current situation I'm in.
Okay, let's see who we have online here. Well, I don't know who it is, but I shall describe her for you. I see a quite old lady here. She seems to be about 80 plus. She's not very tall, and she's quite thin in her figure. It's a bit curly here. It has gone gray, and I think she was. Yeah, she wanted to look nice in here. She also showing me a pair of glasses. She has some wrinkles, everybody has when we get older. And I also think that she did some knitting or something like that. Problem with her hearing at the end, so didn't hear very well. But she has a soft heart, and she shows me some furniture in her home, and it's kind of, oh, this is in English, let me check it out. So I can find the right expression for it. Some commodity, it's a dresser. And I think she was very proud of it. It's something special. And she had a lot of photos of her family, children, and so on. So quite traditional home, but she seems very nice. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Good. So let's see what she has on her mind to you. Well, Rosemary, it has been some difficulties in your life, and she says that you are not that happy that you should be now, and she will bring you joy. And it's also something with your health. Now, do you have a health problem now for the moment?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it right now. It's not going through,
Yeah. So she wants to help you with this problem, and of course you are going to see a doctor and do stuff so you can get better. And, well, is it a cold day? Because are you freezing? Is it cold where you're living or in your house or flat?
Where I'm at right now, yeah, we have snow.
Yeah, and she wants to wrap you in something warm and nice and soft. And you have a lot of issues going on, and she will help you with that. And you have to trust spirit, you have to trust her, and you have to trust yourself. And you shouldn't just sit and do nothing. It's going to be much more easy if you do what you can. And when you have done your stuff, then rely on spirit, and they will try to help you so much. Okay?
Yeah. Cool, yeah. I was trying to find the paperwork.
Yeah, so blessings to you from this wonderful woman, and I will send you her home with you. Okay?
Cool, appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah. Well, Frankie, do you remember those films? I'm thinking about two films about this Wings of Desire. Remember Fassbinder, this German film?
Yes, Rainer Fassbinder, yes. It was a movie about an angel who decided to incarnate out of love for a circus dancer, you know?
Yeah,
and he did
yes.
it. Yes. And it was a very, very beautiful movie. There is something very interesting in the psychology, you know, because sometimes some tales say that angels are, and you know, they're full of envy toward human beings who are able to get senses, you know. But I don't know what it is, you know. But it's an amazing analogy, you know. You understand what I said? To feel life to a body. It's an ancient, the fallen angels is the story of that. You know?
Yes, yeah, and it's also with this movie, this American movie, City of Angels, you know, with him, Nicolas Cage, and what's her name again? This young woman there. Oh, I don't remember
Meg Ryan.
For the moment. Yeah, Meg Ryan,
Yes,
and then Meg Ryan, she was a doctor, and Nicolas Cage, he was an angel, listening to her and then falling in love with her. Just as you said, an angel, angels are but envious on the human life to use our senses.
The ability to experience
love.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
they're very beautiful, you know.
Yeah, it is. I love those films. It's they are very romantic and subtle and yeah, they're very lovable. But do you really think that some any substance in it? Do you really think that angels could be envious on us human beings because it's so much pain and so much suffering to be human?
Yeah, right. But to sacrifice an eternal life for just a moment of, human experience can be worth for them, I don't know. Anyhow,
yeah.
the tale is very interesting because it is very ancient, you know. Otherwise, they are spiritual intelligences of, of an unfathomable size and understanding. We're a young species in the universe, no, human beings.
Yeah. Yes,
you don't know very much about the powers of the universe and the spiritual entities living in these infinities of dimensions. It's just awesome, you know. The divine is a divine, and it's just a mystery. You know?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Well, we are interesting movies, and I also think when we were talking about some spiritual beings being like humans, and some are not, totally different forms, and I think that is very interesting. So, can I share? I want to share an experience with your audience and you too, Frankie, if it's all right.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I did a hypnosis session a few years ago. It was a quite long session. It's about two and a half or 3 hours to remembering past life and also the periods between the lives. And suddenly when I was lying in this comfortable chair and somewhere else in my mind, I was going to a corridor with the doors on both sides. And behind every door, I knew there was a new world. And I went into one of the doors and came out in a totally blue sphere. It was so blue and it was full of some kind of entities. Very strange because they will look like in pyramids. Of course, they weren't pyramids, but they have the same shape. And they were blue. I could see some eyes. And they were conscious and very big. And there were so many in many rows. And everybody was chanting and meditating on something. And I was like a fly. They didn't notice me. And I was so small, so a fly. So I flew around them and look at this strange being chanting and meditating. I have never experienced something so strange before. So what are your thoughts about that, Frankie?
We had some conversations about that previously. In our post-industrial informational world, we are living in the days of artificial intelligence. So we are moving from the traditional imagery of angels of the old with the winged beings, because we no longer believe in that stuff. We know that it's more complex, you know. So what we need to do is to renew our language. I mean, our way to represent spiritual spheres in the light of what modern physics tell us and getting access to a deeper intuition, which are very new and not, I mean, the painting of the Renaissance, no matter they are beautiful or not. So, and angelic beings are probably existing, but we need to have, we need to renew our conception of them and our way to communicate with them. They are probably far-out entities, you know. This is my intuition. They know very much about secrets of the universe we are not ready to understand it.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, I think we have a new caller online. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Gigi.
Gigi?
Yes.
Hello, Gigi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Santa California.
Oh, a California girl. We had a California boy for just 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
How can we help you, Gigi?
Yeah, you know, I was wondering if you are giving readings this morning.
Can you speak up a bit because it's a bad sound here?
Okay, I was just wondering if you are offering readings. I actually have a move coming up, and I wanted to, you know, get some insight and see if there what type of energy is around that that you might be picking up on.
Okay, let's see. Oh, you know, I think it should be some cleansing before moving in. I feel that the energy, there have been, I don't know, some bad energy, some sickness or quarrels or something like that, because it's quite heavy and thick, like a bit foggy, if you know what I mean. So I think the energy has to be cleaned up. And then I see it has perhaps nothing to do with the energy, but it's something with the money here. It's a kind of a money issue. I don't know really what, but it is. I think it should be clearer. And when the atmosphere is clearer and the money issue is cleared out, then I think go for it.
Okay.
Can you understand?
I'm a little unclear about whether you're talking about the place that I'm currently living in or the place that is unknown at the moment. I haven't, you know, contacted the right place, you know, aligned with the right place yet. So I was wondering which one you're talking about. And also, I am having some financial hardships at the moment, and that is definitely something I was hoping was going to come through the reading in terms of getting better, or, you know, if there's anything blocking it, etc.
Yeah. But you have a specific object in mind when you are thinking about moving, right?
I mean, yes, I have a timeline. I have a date that I have to move out by, and I'm in the process of trying to pull everything together so that I can actually have the money to move into a place and where that place might be. So, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Then I think I was talking about the place that you are living in now. And you have to cleanse something because it's not feeling that good. I feel a bit of a foggy energy. I think you have to be really creative here, and I think it will be all right. You have to see a bit further. And what's about your financial problem? Yeah, I think it's going to solve and it's going to be better, but it's something that you have to do, and you have to really use clear glasses on and see things exactly for what they are, and take care of what you have to take care of. Don't wait, pay something, just pay it off so you are clear, and then I think it's going to be much better in the future.
Uh-huh.
I guess
said than done.
I get the month April, so I think when we are in April, it's much better. But let's check in with Frankie here too. Frankie, are you there? It's here.
Well, I've listened to the conversation. It's very interesting. I would like to ask you: are you not living in a site where it has been a battle in the past?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, because it seems that there are, you know, well, there's been some troubles during the 1800s something like that with, you know, and these energies are still there, you know, and you it would be interesting for you to check, I mean, the history of the site, you know. What area is it in you, where you live? What's the name?
Encinitas, but it's on the border of Rancho Santa Fe and Encinitas.
Is that far from, is that in North California or South California?
Southern. It's the North County. It's in San Diego County, but it's the northern
part. I think I sense that has been a battle, you know, between you know, the Mexican forces and the American forces in those days, and you have some souls still, you know, filled with anguish, you know, and anxiety, and that's not very difficult to tell them to leave the place, you know, to not be attached. You know, you can do that job yourself, you know, at the same time, there is a spiritual revolution going on in you, you know. So, this is going to be better days are coming soon, you know, because the I Ching is giving the archetypal picture of revolution. So you are at a stage of life where everything seems to be in order, you know. You need to go through these experiences, you know, because to let go of the past, you know, you need that. So if you welcome, I mean, your present situation the way it is, and you are not fighting against it, and if you are not accusing yourself and, you know, all of that stuff, everything will be, you know, well, fine in its time, because the universe is supporting you.
Ah, nice to hear. Very nice to hear. And even though I've created a sanctuary and I could get very attached, and I'm actually choosing to open up to the opportunity that the universe is working in my favor and there are better things to come.
Yes.
And it's all in alignment.
You know. Yeah, great. And I wish you a lot of happiness in your life.
Thank you so much.
Don't worry. Do not worry.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
It's time to wrap it up, but we have a question from Charlotte in our chat room about somebody visiting her, and I will say, Charlotte, that I have a man here, and I think it's the man. He was dying a little bit early, so he's not that old. He's not a young man, but he's not old either. And he have a book in his one hand, and I can see some glasses on, and he looks like when he's home, you know, with the clothes you are wearing at home. So he looks quite relaxed. And it's very hard to say exact age, but, well, he's older, middle age, I will tell. That might be my grandpa, she said. Okay, so he's here, and he's sending his love to you, and he's saying that go on with what you are doing, and it's something concerning to work or studies or something like that, and please go on. And he really embraced you, Charlotte. Love. So, okay, that's grandpa because daddy was 90. So it's not daddy, perhaps it's grandpa. Well, this grandpa is sending you his love, Charlotte. And with that, it's time for us to say goodbye for this time. If you want to contact Frankie or me, you can do it here at psychictalk.net/Laurie or psychictalk/Frankie. You can also find us at facebook.com, Laurie and Frankie, or at spirituallandscape.net. That is our website, spirituallandscape.net. You can contact us and request an astrology session or a medium session or what you want. So thank you so much for today. Next time is the 27th of January, and our topic then is, what's our topic next time, Frankie?
Next time will be divination and synchronicity. A very, very interesting topic. You guys, and we are waiting for you, to partake or to assist to our radio show, divination and synchronicity. How to look if our life is functioning very well, depending on what kind of synchronicities are accumulating during our everyday life.
Yeah, that's exciting. So, thank you so much for listening to us today. Don't forget to listen next time, the 27th of January, and have a really nice day and night. And Frankie, see you in the kitchen. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.